Hello and welcome to Sidelines. I'm David Keating and I'm here today with Jimmy Lannon and Chase Aronson. Welcome, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Great. So the first question I want to ask you guys, and what are your goals for the season?
I think it's all about an improvement from last year. We made a big jump as soon as Coach got here, and I think we're looking to continue the success.
And what specifically about the game is are you guys looking to maybe score a lot more goals or give up fewer goals, or you know, where on the field do you think you guys can improve most?
I think all around. I think that you have to aim high, and I think if you're not creating high goals, you're not really doing your job. And I think our aim is to win the Ivy League. I think that it's realistic, and I think with the effort we put in, I think it's a goal that's really achievable.
All right, so Chase, I want to talk to you a little bit about your experience here at Cornell. Freshman year, you didn't play soccer, and then sophomore year, you came back and did. And I want to talk to you a little bit. What were the factors in that decision?
Well, throughout high school and my first year of college track, I had a hamstring injury, and I didn't really want to go through college with that hamstring injury, so I decided I might as well try out for the soccer team. There was actually a track coach that played both soccer and track at Cornell, and he said it was really difficult, and he ended up just doing track, but he would never regret the decision, and he had the greatest time doing both. So I decided might as well try out for the soccer team. If I made it, I did.
Okay. So can you describe that transition a little bit and you know, what was maybe difficult about having both a sport in the fall and now a sport in the fall now and a sport in the spring?
Actually, the transition was much greater than I thought. The two sports are completely different, and there's more of a team aspect in soccer, whereas track is more, I mean, there's a great team aspect, but you're not depending as much on the players. And so I think that the transition to soccer was much more time than I expected, and like much more team building. And honestly, I missed it in track.
Yeah, okay. And so I guess for both of you guys, how do you guys balance your commitments between the rigors of soccer and also for you, track, Chase, and your academic programs here at Cornell?
I think one great thing about athletics is you really learn to manage your time, because whereas other students might have a lot more free time, we kind of get out of class, go to practice, and have a certain set amount of time to do our work. So it's kind of all business as far as school goes for the most part. So you kind of are put in a position where you're all about managing your time and scheduling everything.
I also think it's good because it helps keep you in check academically. Because you have such little time, you don't have as much free time to really fool around. And it's pretty much just sports in school.
Yeah. Okay, guys. So, Jimmy, I want to talk to you a little bit about your freshman year. You played under former head coach Brian Scales, and now the last 2 years under Coach Yarrow. I wanted to sort of ask you to compare a little bit and look back on both coaching styles and what might be different or whatnot.
We're winning with Coach.
that's obviously a good start.
Yeah.
Good starting point.
You know, it was my freshman year was tough. It was an interesting season. We actually did have a lot of talent, as much as people didn't believe it. But we just I don't think we had the motivation and necessarily maybe the passion and the fire that as soon as a coach kind of stepped on campus, he brought. As soon as that season ended and we kind of like went our separate ways, and we all had as much respect for Coach Scales as possible, but it ended up having to. Something had to change, and as soon as Coach came in, it seemed like the culture changed, and the fire was back, the intensity was back, the competition was back, and really, it's been like night and day comparing them, just the attitude of the entire program.
So you'd say there's a lot more excitement going on with the team this year as in past years?
Absolutely. It's the sky's the limit, whereas we were going into games maybe my freshman year, and we weren't sure what was going to happen. We know now that it's in our hands and that we can control our fate.
Great. So I want to ask you a little about, you're making a transition this season from right outside back to the attacking midfield position, and I want to sort of ask you what that transition has involved and whether you've found it difficult at all.
Well, I've always been kind of trained as a midfielder, and that kind of has always helped me because I've played all but maybe one or two positions in my time here, but it's fun. It's a lot of fun because you get on the ball a lot more and you have a lot more pressure on you, and it's intense, but you want that kind of pressure as a player, I think, and to be in that position is where you want to be. So, I mean, I'll always go if wherever coach needs me, but as long as it's there, I'm loving it.
Okay. Chase, I want to ask you a little bit about your experience this summer with the Galaxy and Cornell alums Bruce Arena, who's the former U.S. national team coach and the current coach of the MLS's Galaxy, and his top assistant, Dave Sarachin.
This summer I had the chance to practice with their U-20 academy team. And honestly, in the beginning, I was just looking for somewhere to play during the summer, just to like clean up on a few skills. And coming from the track season, I hadn't played much soccer. So I had the opportunity to play with LA Galaxy because it was one of the better teams in California, of course. And and it was a great experience. I had the chance to play with a lot of really great players from like top schools in California, like UCLA, Northridge, San Diego. And so it was a really great time. We were actually coached by one of the Galaxy players, Todd Donovan, who's a midfielder. Mm-hmm. And I had a really good time. I had the chance to, like, it was just a higher pace game, and it was a lot of fun.
So you think you'll be able to bring some of that experience back to this coming season?
Yeah, I'm hoping.
Your teammates?
I still have a lot to work on. I'm not so like too close to where I want to be yet, but I'm really glad I had the opportunity to do that. And yeah, I'm hoping to bring a little bit of some new California style to it.
How long were you practicing with them this summer?
I practiced with them for maybe a month and a half.
Uh-huh. Great. All right, so Jimmy, can you describe a little bit of the structure of the team leadership on your team?
We go by what's called the team council, where each class is represented by two or three people. It's different from like a normal captaincy where we also may still have a team captain, one, two, three, however many coach decides. But the team council kind of is like an overseeing group who kind of connects the coaches and the players in a more direct way, where the freshmen can voice their opinions, the seniors can have theirs, and we kind of come together as almost a governing type body to just sort out some of the minor details that get lost somewhere along the way.
Was that something that was started when Coach Yarrow came here?
Yeah, it was one of the first things he actually did to kind of, I guess, really get in touch with what's going on in the and get the pulse of the team. So it's really worked well, and I think the players really appreciate having a say and having their people that they can go to make sure their voice is heard.
And are you a member of the team council?
Yeah, I have been a member for the past 2 years.
Great. I had to make the cut.
You didn't make the cut?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, so I want to get you out of here on this one. What game over the course of the season or games or team rivals do you guys have circled on the calendars as someone or a game that you guys feel is really has that little extra importance throughout the season, emotionally charged or really important for the Ivy League race?
I think certainly Coach has Syracuse circled. That's one that I think
naturally.
Last year left mm-hmm. a little bad taste in our mouth.
Can you just what happened last year?
Last year we really dominated the game and created a lot of chances, but they came out and they did a great job and they put away two goals, and we feel like we left a little bit out there that we really should have that game back. We really wish we had our chances back because mm-hmm. we saw it as clearly a winning opportunity.
Mm-hmm. And how about in the Ivy League?
In the Ivy League, I think everyone's a target, to tell you the truth, just because Ivy League's such a competitive sport in men's soccer. So I think Harvard and Dartmouth, Princeton, Columbia, I might just go through them all.
Yale.
Brown, I think they're in there. So yeah, but I think every team we have to play like seriously, and every game is very important.
Great. Well, thanks for joining me, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for watching Sidelines. Tune in next week. So long.